of Jarrett and Kathy in podcast form.
How are you, Jackie?
I'm good.
You want to get married? That's not the first time a woman's laughed at me when I said that.
Jackie, you're caller 7.
All right.
Congratulations. You're going to come to our giveaway party and maybe win that $15,000 one-carat diamond Tacori ring.
Awesome. That's amazing.
It'll be a quick ceremony afterwards. The diamond is brought to you by Foster and Sons Jewelers. So if you think about it, 80 people all getting $200 prizes on top of a $15,000 diamond. It's like all the money in the world. Tonight's Disney night.
My favorite Disney character is Ariel.
I love The Little Mermaid.
The Little Mermaid is my favorite.
Candace Cameron Bure, Amy Purdy, and Danica McKellar all want to be under the sea for tonight's dance, especially Danica.
Oh, I just love mermaids. I've seen the movie like 100 times. I bet I've seen it more than anybody else who said that it was their favorite movie. I'm going to throw that down right now.
Drew Carey, however, likes the classics.
Got to be Mickey. He's the originator. How about Disney Freak?
The fairy tale will end for one couple, though. Unlike last week, someone's going home tonight.
What's so funny?
Well, first Drew Carey says he's the originator-er.
Yeah.
And he's such a Disney freak. You wouldn't have seen that one coming.
No, not at all. Wouldn't.
When you pretend to be a Disney princess when you're at home.
Yes.
Which Disney princess do you?
Oh, I'm always Cinderella.
Do you have evil stepsisters? Your evil stepbrother?
No, I don't. But if I did, they would be very evil.
Who would I mostly, like Simba maybe?
I was thinking more like Goofy.
Well, I never.
Don't you guys write down your passwords? Like in a safe, secure, like we have like a book that we write everything in, and when we change it, you know, you cross it out, write the date, write the new one.
But what if somebody got a hold of that book? Do you have a safe deposit box?
It lives in the house.
Where do you keep that?
Yeah. Well, you know what? I used to have all my passwords written down, and someone told me that was a terrible thing to do. So,
well, I can tell you what. My mom just had a recent health issue in which she was not able to take care of her finances anymore, and we had everything all set in place, and I knew where she kept her passwords, and hello, we're now taking care of her finances. It was easy.
I guess you could probably put that in a sealed will, could you not?
You could, but you should be changing your passwords. So why wouldn't you just have it in a special spot in your house? And your person who would be in charge, my daughter knows where I keep mine. Nobody else knows where I keep mine.
You need to see, Martin, you've been thinking about doing some renovating in the basement there. Why don't you get a dungeon with like a dragon? Or some big dogs.
To protect my passwords,
guard. Yeah. Only Harry Potter's going to make it through there.
Like there's some that you don't use that often, and there's some that you should be changing regularly. And what if something happened to you and somebody needed to take over your stuff? They need to know where to find
that. Totally makes sense.
No. That's how I want to haunt my family.
Yeah.
That I'll just come whisper in their ear, it rhymes with banana.
You're nuts, Jarrett.
The home that the girlfriend purchased had not been habitated in quite some time, so these bushes were
overgrown,
just huge, and it was really interesting to clip into them and to find the things that had blown into them.
Oh, I could just imagine.
I found a Max Froster cup, Slurpee, slushy, whatever you want to call it, which it must be 20 years old at least.
It
was a big one. It was styrofoam. And it was 79 cents. And it's funny because this is the time of year, too, when you go through those things, whether it's something that blew into your hedges or you're digging around in the garage and, honey, you know what? I found the hamster cage we've been looking for.
Those hidden treasures.
Yeah. You know, and you keep it in the back of your mind. Right. You go, whatever happened to this? And you say that to yourself
all
you
the
know,
time
for a year or two. And then all of a sudden you unearth things.
And there it is.
Have you ever found like a hidden treasure maybe you didn't know you had or you had lost for years?
It actually happens almost every day to me because I'll put stuff away in safe places and then I forget where those safe places are. And then, you know, the next day or 2 days or 4 days later, I find it by accident and I go, oh, that's where the safe place
was. So every day is like a pot of gold for you.
Every day is treasure day at the Martins.
You're a walking pirate.
Giving you a second helping in bite-sized form. The Jarrett and Kathy podcast.
I feel like we need a new catchphrase. You know, cities and towns have that kind of
thing.
Yeah. On the sign, I just want to put, today's shorts are tonight's snow pants are tomorrow's umbrella. Welcome to Lethbridge. I hope you packed heavy.
I kind of like that. I mean, you know, we always make jokes about wait 5 minutes for the weather to change in southern Alberta.
And then at the visitor center,
yeah,
we can have like a complete set of all weather clothing.
Right.
Sell some tires there.
You can't
come in without jumper cables, but it's 20 degrees out. Just wait, my friend.
Yeah, just wait 5 minutes.
It's not afternoon yet. Your daughter's coming home from Quebec?
Yeah, she's coming home from Quebec and going to my mom and dad's tomorrow night.
Are you worried about that, by the way?
Worried
like,
about
what if she comes back all cultured and is like...
And smarter than me?
Where is the Easter poutine? Ham? Who eats ham?
She said she had some of the best meals of her life in Quebec.
Exactly. So. This is what I'm talking about. She'll come back with like fashions that we're not even going to hear about until 2016.
I'm in trouble.
Because the French are on like the pipeline for that, right? You let me know how that goes.
I will. Thanks.
See if she starts talking about separatism or not.
She's going to be a Canadians fan. Oh, my gosh.
See, now there's good that's come from this trip, too.
107.7 The River. Online exclusive.